Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. D, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about basically a midsummer check-in. If you're a college student or about to be a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Dedra, D-R-D-E-D-R-A. So it's been about a month since you graduated from high school, and about a little more than a month, maybe 6 weeks, until you begin your college career. So now that your high school graduation is behind you, it's time to gear up for college and what being a college student entails. I'm sure you have already begun planning for your move-in. Maybe you already know your roommate. The two of you have spoken so that you can determine who's going to bring what, how you're going to set up your new living space, and make sure that the two of you know a little bit about each other before you arrive to campus if you are rooming with someone that you don't know. If you're rooming with someone that you do know, I definitely know that you've taken all these things into account and you're figuring out what works. That is if you're living on campus or if you have some type of apartment situation. Now, if you are one of the people who, like me, lives at home or during college, none of this is an issue, and you have what you have, and you are accustomed to it, and you'll deal with it. But as you're preparing to begin college, I want to make sure that you've considered other parts of the transition from high school to college. First, has all of your paperwork been submitted? And if it's not physically on paper, are there online things that have been completed? For instance, have you completed your entire financial aid package? Do you know how you're going to pay for your first year of college? Is it a scholarship? Is it grants? Is it loans? Is it work study? Have you seen, read, and accepted or denied pieces of your financial aid package? I'm not that proficient in financial aid, so I suggest if you have questions, please contact the financial aid office at your college or university. Also, have you registered for classes? Orientations are happening right now, and that's the place where you choose your classes, and you can determine your schedule for the fall, definitely, and at some institutions for the spring as well. Depending on where you go to school, you may be pre-enrolled in some courses, and you won't have a lot to say about that, but usually there are at least one or two electives that you can choose so that you can make sure that you get in some things that you enjoy as well as getting in your general education requirements and anything that's required for your major. Also, in terms of paperwork, have your final high school transcripts been submitted to the college or university that you will attend in the fall? You also want to make sure you have your immunization records sent to the health center at your school, and if freshmen can have cars on your campus, you also want to make sure you have your vehicle registered and you have the proper parking permit. Not having a lot of these things can create a hold on your account and prohibit you from being able to either move into the dorm or register for classes or make any changes to your schedule, all types of things. You also want to make sure that if you are living on campus, that everything is taken care of, both your housing and your meal plan. Every school is different, so I can't tell you specifically exactly how to do it for your institution, but you want to make sure that all of those things are ready to go so that when you arrive on campus, you don't get hit with any surprises. Also, if you don't already have a bank account, you may want to consider talking to your parents or your guardian about establishing a bank account so that you can start to have a place to put your spending money, and or if your parents need to deposit money in an account or something like that, you can get that done fairly easily. Second, in addition to paperwork, the second thing would be your academic supplies. Okay, I know you're not in high school anymore. It's college. Things are going to be different, but there are some things that are still the same. This is just my short list. You might want to check on something based on what's happening at your school. You want at least one or two binders with some loose leaf notebook paper, writing instruments, both pencils and pens. Taking notes is key to cognitive understanding. Pencils and pens. Take it from a former math teacher. If you write in ink in a math class, it will be a problem. Working on math problems is not the same as taking notes in a lecture-based course. If you're like me, you might want a couple of highlighters, particularly as you begin to read and comprehension and reporting and research papers becomes a thing. A calculator. The fanciness of the calculator honestly depends on your major and what the requirements are at school, so you want to check with that. And then a book bag or a tote bag for those of you who don't like book bags, but something that has sturdy straps because, contrary to popular belief, you will have notebooks, you will have textbooks, and you will have items that need to be carried across campus every day. So make sure that you have something that is strong enough to support them without particularly weighing you down. Now, depending on who you are, what you are, and what you need, you might need a laptop at your university. Every university is different. Some of them roll them into financial aid packages if you can't purchase one. And then at some institutions, you really don't need one because of the computing resources that are available on campus. So you may need a laptop. You may need a router, a wireless router, and you may need a printer. I suggest that you check with your school during orientation to get information on the location and hours of any computer labs on campus, to find out if there are any costs associated with printing on campus, and what the wireless networking is like. So that takes care of academic supplies, generic academic supplies. The third item that I want you to think about as you prepare to move in is clothing. For the most part, as a freshman, you will mainly dress in a casual fashion, but there will be occasions when more than casual is needed. Maybe not completely dressy, but something like a business casual situation. So t-shirts, jeans, shorts, and sweats are all good and fine for class and hanging out, but there will be times where you need something other than your school spirit t-shirt, right? So I don't want you to go out, break the bank. I don't want you trying to, you know, buy an entire new wardrobe, but there are some key items that I think every student can use. So for the ladies, one nice top or blouse, depending on what your preference is, a cardigan sweater, a blazer, some nice trousers, a skirt or dress, if that's your thing, and flats or heels. Now, gentlemen, you will need a button-down shirt, a tie for good measure, a blazer or sport coat, also a nice pair of trousers, probably a pair of khakis as well, some business casual shoes that are not sneakers or slides, maybe a pair of dress shoes and the appropriate socks to go with both. Again, not asking you to go out and buy an entirely new wardrobe, but just to have some key pieces that can get you through most situations in your freshman year. This way, you'll be prepared for class, networking, a presentation for a class, and maybe even attending a career fair during your freshman year. So I also suggest for all of these things, the paperwork, the academic supplies, and the wardrobe, that you maybe go on Facebook, connect with other students from your university. Maybe there's a freshman class page on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever you use to connect with other students. Find out what types of things students are needing, things they are using, so that you can be as prepared as possible when you get to college. But, again, not necessarily break the bank or spend all of the money that you have in preparation, because you do need to have some things that you wait until you get to campus to purchase, you know, once you realize what your day-to-day schedule is going to be and how things are laid out. Now, what I will do is post the list of items and maybe a couple of photos of some of the looks on my blog, which is tassel2tassel, all spelled out, .wordpress.com. And I will also provide some more about college preparation during our preview episode, which will air on Monday, August 8th at 6:30. So for now, that's it for the midsummer check-in. You know me, Tassel to Tassel and Dr. D are always here to help you get a better understanding of college life, and I'm ready to help you make the shift from being a successful high school student to being a successful college student. If you have any questions or comments between now and August 8th, please go to my blog, tasseltotassel.wordpress.com, and contact me, send me an email, or just check out all of my ideas. But until then, I hope that you enjoy the remainder of your summer and use this time to remain very excited about becoming a college student. So until August 8th, I will say goodnight, and I will check you out when it's time for you to go back to campus. So now let's get college ready.